Welcome back, friends. We're in Proverbs 22, looking at selected quotes. Verse 7, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Dave Ramsey's, this is one of his pivotal quotes. It was pivotal in his life when he was broke, bankrupt, a young wife, small children, and he had, towing his car down the street because it was repoed. And he decided to look at scriptures with a different set of eyes. And this is one of those quotes. If you have payments, you are not free. You're indebted to someone else. And the interest is a clear sign of that. Mm-hmm. And so this is where when Ramsey zooms in on scripture, he turns his life around, and he, of course, has turned millions of lives around with these insights, which goes back to that wealth, moral, what was the title? Wisdom, wealth, and moral instruction.
Yeah, I really appreciate the way Dave Ramsey talks about generosity and how it's easy to be generous when you come from this mindset of abundance and realizing that there's always more money that can be made, you know? And I think it's so easy this day and age to just feel trapped and like a slave to credit card companies or, you know, all the loans that you have to pay off and different things. And it's just, it's amazing what can happen when you begin to trust in the Lord and actually operate from a place of generosity and not scarcity, you know, where you're just afraid of running out all the time. And that's easier said than done, for sure.
Sure. And verse 9. So he who has a bountiful eye will be blessed. This is exactly what you're saying, Micah. For he shares his bread with the poor. Bountiful eye, synonymous with generosity.
Yeah.
Good. It denotes desirable quality of being useful in advancing life, and the eye reveals a person's character and disposition. So that's right. When you have a generous spirit, when you have the desire of being useful to others and advancing life, that reaps a reward. Of course, spiritual, but it also will reap a material reward as well.
Yeah. So good.
How about you? Do you see?
Yeah, well, I see that you have verse 15, and I love the one that's right after it too, and it just makes me think of Jesus. But even verse 11, I like that it says, he who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king as his friend. And that just makes me think of how much value there is in thinking of your words and actually being intentional about speaking with kindness and graciousness, where I've been amazed at the relationships I've been able to form just by being approachable and trying to be kind to people. And the opportunities that have come from that have been astounding to me, where even now the current job that I'm working is because of a friend that I had in middle school who I visited with in Iowa, and he hired me, and now I have a job. And I was looking kind of stressed out about getting work when I got back from Australia. And it's this amazing gift to be able to work from home and do this job and actually be able to provide for me and Rupa. And so it's just that alone, I think, is a testament to the way of just a friend that I formed. And then being back in San Antonio, and I've met another man who owns a business here, a few businesses here, and I'm hoping to start working with him soon. And it's all because he just liked my attitude or whatever when he first met me. And so I think it's amazing the truth that is in this, you know.
And if y'all remember an episode or two ago when I said that, Micah, you are example A of what of this. Yes, yes. When you're humble. Where was it? Well, we're humble and fear the Lord. We get all kinds of good things. And that's true. It's true. That's it. Verse 4, the reward of humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Mm. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, I had to bring up verse 15 because scholars like to do it, and some aspects of Christianity likes to as well. Verse 15, folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far from him. So I think I don't know, maybe you haven't, but I certainly have been around children who've not been disciplined.
Yeah.
And they are little tyrants. And that discipline, of course, is a variety of different ways, comes in a variety of ways. Folly. Remember, we're not talking about stupidity from a prior discussion of Proverbs, but folly is one who doesn't follow the way of the Lord. That's really, if you will, synonym for wickedness and evil doing. And the Lord's curse, if we look at verse 14, is a deep pit, which is synonymous for hell or eternal death. So we have a loving Father who seeks to discipline us so that we avoid a greater suffering, hell, by a lighter one. So that's one of the consequences of our sins is from the sin itself.
Right.
So that we learn the lesson, hopefully, of not doing that again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. It's far too easy to bring hell upon yourself with your own actions.
It is. It's
life already, you know.
It is. And a lot of people blame our dear Lord for the troubles that they have, you know. But most of the times, if we're real honest, we've had a hand in it.
Right.
Any other verse?
Yeah, well, just in the keeping with the in Solomon's portion of it, verse 16 just makes me think of Jesus and his ministry and how much time he spent among the poor and the outcasts, and just that whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty. And Jesus was, he came to free the oppressed. And I think it's so beautiful because even that, when you think of it, poverty and riches, like I don't think of Jesus as this, you know, super wealthy with material things necessarily, but I think that when you think of wealth as this relational wealth, I believe he was, you know, just the relationships that he had were so deep. And I just love the way that he actually intentionally went to the outcast and the poor and oppressed. And then even in that, with like tax collectors and stuff, who would be considered the wealthy and rich, you know, but still outcasts in a way. And I think it's just speaks to the beauty of Jesus, and it's the wisdom of him.
It sure does. It sure does. All right, my friends, let us pick up in the next episode with maybe circling back to the title of Wisdom, Wealth, and Moral Instruction. Till then, be this at Rachio.